Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and happy Wednesday. I hope that you are well and blessed and full of all things that are good. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 43 and 48. And a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years and had spent all her living upon physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up upon him and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who is it? Who touched me?" When all were denying it, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the multitudes surround you and press you on every side." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I have perceived that healing power has gone forth from me." And when the woman saw she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and falling down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people for what reason she had touched him and how she had instantly been cured. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your confidence, and trust in me has made you well. Go, enter into peace, untroubled, undisturbed." Woman walked behind Jesus in the scripture. He didn't walk face to face to her. She was in the midst of a bunch of people and walked behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Not his body, not his hand, the hem of his garment. That's the bottom of whatever you have on is your bottom. So imagine Jesus walking past and there's something in her that she knew, depending on Jesus and just getting a little piece of his clothing. More than that, reminds me of the anointing that we carry. And this is not a season. There's no season of begging. We should not have to beg anyone for a blessing because of who we are in God. People should be able to walk in a room and know who you are or want to know who you are just because of your presence, just because of your faith in God and the clothes of spirit that you wear in the spiritual realm. You're known. People want to turn around and say, "Who are you? Who you are and what you've been believing in." So if you've been suffering like the lady was for 12 long years, going everywhere but to the initial source, who is God, this is a season to go to God and believe God and know that he has you. No more begging. You don't have to beg for a date, a relationship, because a man of God, a woman of God, they're going to know who you are. They're going to walk past you and turn it around just to want to know, who was that I just passed? They're going to hear about you. Someone's going to find out and know that you're in need of a job or in need of an increase, and they're going to look for you to put that blessing upon you because of the anointing that's in you. But you have to take the first step and know that you are anointed in God. Know that you have the power to walk up what you're looking for. Reach out and touch it and know that it's yours. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, this morning for waking us up another day. Thanking you, Lord God, for your blessings and your love and your favor and your mercy and your grace. Lord God, build up those faith believers. Let them know, Lord God, that it's more than just words, more than just saying, "Oh, I believe," but reaching out and touching what's for us. Reaching out and touching what you already promised us. Our anointing is too powerful for us to go out begging anyone for anything because of who you are and because of what you do for us. Our anointing is a blessing from you, Lord God. You healed us. You gave us what we needed. You loved on us. You've shown us, Lord God, over and over and over and over again who we are in you, Lord God. So, Lord God, take away any spirit of beggars from out of us, Lord God. Any spirit where we feel that we have to prove ourselves to men, Lord God,
take it away, Lord God, so that we can be who you called us to be. Or we can walk by faith, Lord God, and not by sight, Lord God, and just reach out, Lord God, and touch the hems. Touch the hems of what we are looking for, Lord God. We may be looking for healing this morning, Lord God. We may be looking for increase, Lord God, in our finances, Lord God. We may be looking for a breakthrough, Lord God, with our bills, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord God, let us have the strength and the power to reach out and touch the hem of the blessing, Lord God, that's ours for the taking, Lord God. And whatever it is, Lord God, you'll send who you need to send, what you need to send, and where you need to send us, Lord God. Have your way in our lives like never before, Lord God. Show us who we are in you, Lord God, so that even when we think that your back is turned and you're not facing us, we can know that we can come behind you and touch the hem of your garment and be healed and be blessed and receive our deliverance. Lord God, we love you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Be blessed, be loved, be great. Know who you are in God. Know who you are. Know who you are. Don't beg for nothing. You don't have to scream and shout for someone to identify you when you have an anointing that's already in you, that's already appointed to you by God. I love you. Have a great day.